Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today is the final day of our look back at the year in music. We've heard from some of our favorite music critics, we've heard from some of you, and we've heard from some but not all of the Soundcheck staff. Producers Joel Meyer and Greta Cohn are normally on the other side of the plexiglass in the control room, but join me now here in the studio. And guys, let's start with favorite song of the year. Ladies first. Greta?
Well, I picked The House That Heaven Built from Japandroids for my favorite song of the year. This came from the band's second album called Celebration Rock, which kind of says it all. It's a celebration. It's totally rockin'. It's like fist-pumping, throat-shredding stuff. I saw these guys play at the Music Hall of Williamsburg, and it was so much fun. House That Heaven Built.
All right, from the Canadian band Japandroids.
When the soul of the city was laid to rest, and the night forgotten and left for dead. I have been a house built of living light, where
that is Japandroids, the Canadian duo from their album Celebration Rock and The House That Heaven Built. That's Greta Cohn's favorite song of the year. All of her answers, all of Joel Meyer's answers are on our website at soundcheck.org. Joel, I turn it over now to you.
Well, John, I just want to stop this train right here, and I want to say something about the segment we just heard previous to this one on Soundcheck. When it comes to Alt-J, the opinions of Chris Weingarten and Maura Johnson do not reflect the editorial staff of Soundcheck, or WNYC, for that matter. I just, as the executive producer of this show, John, I need to step up and be the captain and say, and distance ourselves, myself, and this show from radicals like Chris Weingarten and Maura Johnson, because this almost, Fitz Pleasure, the song that we heard, that was almost my song of the year.
Really?
I love that song.
Okay. So send your hate mail to Chris and Maura directly, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
All right. So, but if Alt-J didn't actually, if it was almost your favorite, which one ultimately was?
Okay. The Alt-J song was a little goofy. The song that is not goofy, that is like 100% awesome and 110% rock, is the song A Commotion by Mastodon, which this is from a split single. Mastodon got together with the singer-songwriter Feist. It was dubbed Feistodon, and they released
a
relic from a different era of the 80s and 90s of sort of 7-inch vinyl, a split single where Mastodon covered a Feist song and Feist covered a Mastodon song. I liked the Mastodon song more because I like Mastodon more than Feist. A Commotion, a song by Feist in the hands of Mastodon, is just mighty.
This is a Record Store Day release from Mastodon.
What was no longer there?
That is the band Mastodon, sort of leading the new wave of prog metal bands, and here doing a song from Feist called A Commotion, and that tops Joel Meyer's list of songs for 2012.
John, I could listen to that guy drum all day.
I was going to say, there's an awful lot of double bass pedaling going on in this band.
Brandaylor is basically my favorite drummer ever, and it's most of the reason I like this band, I have to say. So that's part of the reason I love that song.
All right. So now, looking over, Joel and Greta, looking over your answers to our end-of-the-year music survey, it's clear there is a difference of opinion over a certain South Korean video artist.
Well, well, well.
Greta?
Well, I think we all know who we're talking about. We're talking about Psy and the biggest YouTube video of the year, and also kind of one of the biggest hits of the year, too, Gangnam Style. I picked it as my biggest musical surprise. I thought it was a huge surprise that a K-pop song, almost entirely sung in Korean, except for Sexy Lady,
right.
became such an enormous hit. And, you know, seeing Britney Spears on Ellen DeGeneres' show doing that, like, horsey dance, mm-hmm. and pretty much seeing Congressman doing the horsey dance, like, it was everywhere. I did it. My dad does it. It was a huge surprise, and it's super catchy, and I don't hate on it. I think there's room for Psy.
I will hate on the Ellen DeGeneres show, though. No,
seeing Britney Spears do the horsey.
I will agree that it was a big surprise. No one saw this coming. I think Psy
certainly
didn't see this coming at all. But I take most issue with the video, which, of course, is the big hit. 990 million YouTube views as of this morning, John, when I checked. This video looks like a credit card commercial to me. It really just looks like an Amex Black or like whatever commercial. It doesn't really move me. I guess I don't get it.
So, worst music of the year, according to Joel Meyer. Psy's Gangnam Style. All right, break it up, you two. Greta and Joel coming to fisticuffs here in the studio over Psy's Gangnam Style. Joel Meyer and Greta Cohn, part of the production team of Soundcheck, sharing some of their answers to our online music survey. All of their answers are on our website, soundcheck.org. You'll see they actually agree on the Afghan Whigs as memorable concert presenters, producers, performers, whatever. What about album of the year? That's the big one. Greta, what was your album of the year?
My album of the year was Kaleidoscope Dream from Miguel. And we've already heard a lot about this album over the course of our Critics Week on the show. It's great. I listened to it a ton. It's taking R&B and moving it from the past into the future. Probably my favorite song off of that album is Don't Look Back.
Really? Not the hit, not Adorn.
No, I love Don't Look Back. I love what he does at the end. He takes an excerpt from The Zombies, Time of the Season, and just pulls it into this weird, slow, molasses-y, like really psychedelic kind of spin. It's one of my favorite moments on the record.
This is from Miguel, Don't Look Back.
And promise me goodbye. Feel the night approaching. The moon is calling me. The locking eyes of witness. The horrors I can be. I felt compelled to warn you. I'm never there to see you. And though I care about.
That is Miguel. Don't Look Back comes from his album Kaleidoscope Dream, which has been a real kind of consensus choice. A lot of critics liking this record. Greta Cohn's album of the year. Joel, you're the executive producer. You get the final word. What was the album of the year?
John, I want to take you way back to the 90s. When I was working at a college radio station, I spent most of my college radio years in kind of a rabbit hole of Scottish bands like the Beta Band, Mogwai, Bell and Sebastian. I really have an affection for Scottish rock. And the band Django Django and their self-titled debut really did it for me. I'd like to point out that makes this album called Django Django's Django Django. I that's one of the things I love most about this record. But I also really...
I have no idea what that means.
I really, really love this album, and I also like the song Default.
Joel Meyer, Greta Cohn, you can see all of their answers to our online music survey online at soundcheck.org.
You thought you'd set the bar. I never try to work it out. We just lit the fire, and now you want to put it out. You gave it all you got. Together once again, disasters in the end, it's like a default. You thought you'd made the grade.
The song is Default from Django Django's Django Django. Oh, I get it now. That's the self-titled debut from the Scottish band, and you can see all of our end-of-the-year coverage and check out our Best of the Year live performance specials on our website, soundcheck.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our digital producer is Mike Katziff. Our executive producer is Joel Meyer. We're saying goodbye today to our intern, Crystal Kim. Crystal, thanks for all your work and best of luck in all your future audio adventures. Join us again at this time on Monday at 9 for another Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer.
Take one for the team. You're a cog in the machine. It's like a default.